You're listening to the Small Business Talk podcast with Kathy Smith, episode 50.
Small Business Talk is a podcast for business owners and entrepreneurs who want a better way to run their businesses without spending years doing it the hard way. Small Business Talk is hosted by Kathy Smith, who has run the same marketing agency for more than 17 years. And help hundreds of business owners achieve their marketing goals.
Hello, hello. Episode 50. Wow. 12 months ago, I didn't think about what it would be like to be recording episode 50 of the Small Business Talk. Not that I thought I would quit. Not that I wouldn't do it. I just didn't visualize what it would be like in 12 months' time. Apparently, the first stumbling blocks for most podcasts is episode 7. Ray, my podcast mentor, suggested that we record 7 episodes before going live, so we would already make our first stumbling block and not stumble. Great idea. But in reality, it didn't happen for me. As you know, the format for SBT is a guest 1 week and a solo show the next, where I discuss a topic that I think might be helpful or something that has been asked by the SBT community. When I started this format, I thought getting the guest would be the hardest. But no, I soon found out that my segment was the hardest. Carving out quiet time to do it, sorting out all the thousands of ideas running in my head and which one I should do, pressing record and just doing it, and not over-editing it. And then getting to listen to my own voice. That really spun my dog out. He could hear me talking, but it wasn't me talking in the moment. So what went right? Well, 50 episodes. 50 episodes that the world could hear and share. So if you like the content, please do share. And I'd love an iTunes or Facebook review as well. The links are in the show notes. Speaking to wonderful business owners all over the world and interviewing fantastic businesswomen and a few men, having listeners listen from all over the world, and meeting my very first fan at a networking event, someone who had discovered SBT from a suggestion from his podcast app. What went wrong? There was lots of things that went wrong, lots of challenges. Listen to episode 22, where I describe some of them. So where to from here? Would you like another 50 episodes? Please reach out, let me know what kind of guests you'd like and what things you'd like me to discuss. And do remember to subscribe and share. Small Business Talk is now on YouTube as well. So jump over there, subscribe and ring the bell, so that you'll get notified each week when the new episodes go live. Okay, so let's get on with the show. 5 ways to sell in 2020. 2020 still sounds like a date somewhere far off in the future. And selling is one of the most important activities that you can do for your business. You must have a product or a service to sell. Well, that's obvious, you're saying. But as Brendan Burchard says, common sense is not always common practice. How many social media influencers make a good living off all the followers they have? The ones that do have a product, or they tap into being the service so that they can really make money. However, most do not. You must sell your product or service. And selling still makes some people feel icky. And yes, there are still slimy car salesmen out there. Recently, I had that exact experience. We went through the process of buying another car, and I have seen the good and the bad side of car salesmen. Interestingly enough, they were all men. Some followed up, some didn't. And it was also interesting to see how they spoke to us directly. Who let us wander aimlessly around their car lot? From our online interactions, who actually picked up the phone and rang us? And it was a good example of automation gone wrong when I got a text message at 6 a.m. on Christmas morning to see if I needed help with my inquiry. which had been several days previous. To make money as salespeople, to make money in your business, you must sell a product or a service, and you must let customers know that you have something to sell. So how do we do that without feeling like the slimy car salesman? Let's talk about that. Five ways to sell in 2020. The very first thing is you must stop trying to sell. Ask yourself, do you believe in your product and service? Can you help solve a specific problem with your product and service? Will it make somebody's life better than before they bought it or used it? If the answer is yes, then why wouldn't you want to help people? So you are in the business of helping people, not selling. And if you think about it like that, you should be able to do it without feeling icky, certainly when you're helping people. If you still do feel icky, then you need to look at the previous questions and see where the disconnect between you and your product is. Is it something that you don't believe in? Something just doesn't add up. So if you're still feeling icky, go back and have another look. Now that you're in the business of helping people, you need to look at which people would be best served or helped with your product. Chances are you can't and don't want to help everybody. Look at the type of person that you can help best. Picture your ideal customer, the person who loves your product, buys everything that you have available, tells everyone, and gives you great reviews. What's the name of that person? Let's call that person Sally. Now write down everything you can about Sally. Gender, age, marital status, children or not, what type of car she drives, does she drive? In the show notes, I'll link to my customer avatar worksheet so that you can have a really good idea and a complete picture of what Sally looks like. Now that we have a complete picture of Sally, where does she hang out? Is she a Facebook girl? Does she like groups, LinkedIn, or is Instagram or YouTube more her thing? When you decide where Sally is most likely to hang out, think about your social media presence. Are you hanging out there too? Which is Sally's favourite platform? Is it your favourite platform? And if not, then you may need to look at changing your social media strategy. If Sally has several favourite platforms, then start with her most favourite first. Master that one, and then you can move on to her next most favourite. Okay, so now we know that we're helping Sally, and we know where she's hanging out. So what does she need? What does she want? Each social media platform has a different voice, and trying to post exactly the same content in each platform is probably why you're feeling frustrated and not seeing a great return for your effort. In episode 4, 24, and 26 of the Small Business Podcast, I gave you some tips on Facebook posting. In episode 14, there's some advice on LinkedIn. So go back and have a listen to them. What you need to do is match your voice to the tone of the posting for each platform. For example, to hashtag or not. Instagram and LinkedIn, yes, they love it. Facebook and Twitter, do it a lot more sparingly. Now, what should you be posting? So imagine you are standing in front of your girlfriend, a friend who hasn't seen you for a while. This lady has the exact problem that you solve. She is your perfect customer and has known you for a really long time. But for some reason, she doesn't know what you do, what the product you have available, and that you can help her problem. What would you say to her? I have widget X and it costs Y. Buy it? No, of course not. You would have empathy. You would explain the benefits of your product and how it would help her. Maybe tell about a couple of case studies, people that you'd helped. And when she was getting interested, you might explain some features. This is what you need to do on social media. You need to educate, entertain if it's appropriate, showcase studies, testimonials, videos works really well for this. Build trust about your company and your fabulous product. Maybe some befores and afters. The hairdressing industry does this really well. And how others have used your product. Glenn Castleman from Dent.Global says, "You are not selling the drill, you are selling the hole. No one wants to buy the drill, they want to buy the hole, the outcome. The drill is just the means to make the hole. People want to buy the dream, the solution, the outcome, not the thing that does it. We don't buy an airline ticket because we like flying, well, generally not. We buy an airline ticket because we want to get to somewhere as fast as we possibly can. We want to get to the destination. We don't buy that awful tasting shake or protein powder because of its taste. We buy it for the dream of losing weight. Lastly, you need to think about, when do you want to tell your customer to buy? All the time? Yeah, I know, I get it, but seriously, you might need to warm them up first. We want our customers to buy our products when they need it. Sometimes our customers don't even realise they need the product, and by the time we get around to showing them it's available, they've bought it from someone else. So it needs to be an education process and a repetition process too. You might worry that if you post too often that people will get sick of your message. Yes, some will. However, they are not right for your product or they don't need it at the moment. Obviously, don't be spammy about it. Make sure you change up your message from time to time, use a variety of ways of delivering it, and possibly a variety of platforms too. Generally, most people have a short attention span. Apparently, we have an attention span less than a goldfish these days, and we are bombarded with thousands of messages each day. But how many of those messages do you actually remember? We all know about red car syndrome. Once you buy a red car, there's one everywhere. As I said, I've just bought a new car, and suddenly, there they are, everywhere. When do you want to tell your customer about your product? You want to tell them when they're looking most. So use the platform's analytics or insights to have a look and see when your customers are more likely to see it. So the five ways to sell in 2020 are: build trust, educate, showcase your product or service, give your customer the option to buy, and ask them, would they like to buy it? Notice I'm saying buy, not sell, and that's a huge distinction. So thank you so much for listening to episode 50. And for those of you who have listened to others and all 49, that is fabulous. Next week, we're back to the normal format with a special guest. And we're going to be talking about how to reduce stress when running a small business. So have a fabulous week, and I hope you can join me then. Bye for now. Don't forget to subscribe to Small Business Talk podcast and head on over to smallbusinesstalk.com.au/downloads for all the show notes and links to this episode. Remember, to be great, you must start. Pick one tip from today's episode, take action and implement it. Let's meet again next week at the same time and place. Until then, take action. And SBT community, enjoy your journey.